lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Masters begin in Augusta, Georgia on Thursday, and many people will be rooting for Tiger Woods, who's seeking his first Masters win since 2005. I had a chance to sit down and chat with sports columnist Wright Thompson. Now, he's author of a new book titled The Cost of These Dreams, and one of the things I brought up with him was Tiger's fall from grace and then how the fans have flocked back to following and being fans of Tiger Woods.
What's interesting to me, I mean, this is a theme, not just in the Tiger Woods story in the book, but in all of The Cost of These Dreams, that we see things in these athletes that we are dealing with ourselves. They are, in many times, proxies. So the way my dad felt watching Jack Nicklaus defy time and age and decay and decline in 1986 is the way that people my age would feel if they saw Tiger Woods win. Because it is much more interesting and inspiring to see someone who was once invincible struggle than it is to see the invincible person be invincible. And so Tiger's fall and his refusal to just exit the stage is, I think for many people, gives them hope that maybe their best days aren't behind them and that maybe it can be your choice. And that maybe you can stand back up again when you get knocked down.
Tiger tees off Thursday at 11:04 Eastern Time Thursday morning. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.